It's a beautiful day as the sun beats down. Ride with me to Sedona as we come through Oak Creek Canyon and pull into Bob's house. Has a craft room he's working on and wants to talk to John. Go ahead, Bob. Welcome to the broadcast.
Happy Easter, and I am looking at Oak Creek right now.
Nice.
Lucky man,
beautiful
Bob.
Display.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. My question is, my wife has a craft room, and it's carpeted right now, and we're going to rip out the carpeting because of paint and glue dripping on it and that. And I was thinking, how practical is it to do a finished concrete decorative floor and the maintenance of it?
Yeah, obviously you just need to pull up that carpet, and there's going to be a couple things that you're going to find under there. Tack strips that when you pull those up are going to leave divots, and probably some carpet glue from the back of the carpet pad. So all that stuff will need to be scraped up. You'll probably also have overspray from when they painted the walls originally. And you'll find math problems and arrows and all kinds of things. And
the layout.
From the contractors that built that home. Once you get all that, you can sand it and clean it. We recommend doing an acid etch or a degrease and just get the concrete super, super clean. And then you can patch some of those imperfections with a Bondo or an epoxy or even a plastic cement. And once you get it all filled and smoothed, an epoxy polyurethane system would be ideal for a room like that. And that would be a two-component epoxy primer and a polyurethane top coat.
Now, let me ask a question, and my mind's just kind of spinning. Bob, is this for you or your wife or both?
My wife.
And you say you're pulling out the carpet because they're paint. What does
she
paint?
Oh, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to have somebody do it.
No, but you were saying you've got paint on the carpet. What kind of painting does your wife do? Is it oil-based paints? Is it?
No, it's mainly water.
Water paints, and is this on paper? What does she paint?
Ceramics.
Ceramics, okay. Where my mind's going with all this is it's obviously an artistic room for your wife and her artwork. And paint, a lot of when epoxy coatings, especially garages, came out, every painter thought, well, I can do this. I roll product all over walls. This can go on the floor. A lot of them learn very quickly. It's a very different industry. The tools are different. The skill sets are different. The equipment's different. The products are different. Could Bob's wife do some kind of artistic drawing on the concrete and then you coat over it and protect that concrete?
Absolutely. We do that all the time in commercial applications. We'll put a logo down that's either a sticker or someone wants a Harley-Davidson logo in their black and orange garage. We can put those things down for marketing purposes or just people's personal things that they're a fan of. So, she could put down a white primer, let's say, and then that's her canvas, and she can paint as long as she's using the right stuff, and then we could encapsulate that in with a polyurethane clear, and she'd have her own custom floor. No one would have one like it.
Excellent. Now, have y'all ever done flat tuing?
I've never heard of that. No.
Okay. She is, Tamron lives out in Mesa, and her and her husband invented this. It's a system of logoing. When I did my home, I wanted to do something very Arizona and something very, just screamed redneck, I guess. it personal touch. My buddy, Nathan Perkins, who I grew up with in New River, his family had a cattle brand book from 1913. So I borrowed that book from him and scrolled through it and found cattle brands that were actually registered in the state of Arizona at that era. So then I took those cattle brands to her. She made markings for me. So you go through and you acid stain your floor. Then you put this flat two on it and you put this gel and it removes the acid stain. So it leaves your impression and then you could just leave it the natural color. You could color. Or I actually painted them all black and then I did my sealer on top.
Yeah, there's all types of stenciling things you can do. You know, we do numbers on things. We do lanes for security purposes where you're supposed to walk, where you're not supposed to walk. And a lot of those are done in safety colors, yellow or red in our commercial applications. But a lot of our customers want a Green Bay Packers logo in their garage floor with, you know, a green floor and a yellow band around it. So we can work with NASCAR fans putting logos of their favorite drivers in the floor. But mostly it's for businesses that want to have an entrance to their establishment where people walk in and they know where they are and they feel like they're in a pretty majestic place.
And y'all do a lot of commercial work. If somebody wanted to see some ideas of what's available, obviously it's pretty hard to say, well, you know, you would have to coordinate getting them into homeowners' homes that you've done. I mean, who wants to do that? But
yeah.
So where's some commercial places they could go see?
Well, we did a room over on the Greenway Hayden Loop for Mist America. They make mister systems mm-hmm. for outdoor restaurants. And we did about four different things in there and also put their logo in the floor with a metallic background. So there's about five or six different things to see in there. And, again, that's a Mist America showroom on the Greenway Hayden Loop.